Welcome to the Road Ahead Cafe. Hang on to your hat and enjoy the ride, because you're about to get some powerful insights and practical hacks that will take your daily life to the next level. And now, here are your hosts, Rick, Frank, and Peter.
Welcome back to the Road Ahead Cafe. I'm your host, Rick Gabrielli, and I'm here with change facilitator Frank Vandenhorst and the mindfulness coach, Peter M. Fellows. This week, we go behind the words to discuss the famous quotation, "Start by doing what's necessary, then do what's possible, and suddenly you're doing the impossible." Peter, can you tell us something about what you'll be sharing with us today on this quotation?
Thanks, Rick. It's good to be back with you guys at the Road Ahead Cafe, where you get a nourishing serving of practical wisdom without adding any calories to your diet. I love these pithy quotations, but in order for them to be more than just mind candy, we have to move beyond the meme. And that's what I'll try and do in a few minutes. Okay.
Great stuff, Peter. Frank, how about you?
I'd love to be back again. Indeed, guys. My parents called me Frank. It's a short version of Francis of Assisi, or in Latin, Franciscus, the saint of the Roman Catholic Church and the founder of the Franciscan orders. He is well known for his love for animals and nature. Although raised in a wealthy family, Francis was inspired to devote himself to a life of poverty. Having obtained a coarse woolen tunic and a dress that was worn by the poorest Umbrian peasants, he tied around himself a knotted rope and went about exhorting the people of countryside into penance, brotherly love, and peace. He started to do what he thought was necessary, living a life of poverty. About 15 years ago, I went to Assisi in Italy, where he lived, and I spent some time going to places where he supposedly lived. You could still sense a kind of stillness and peacefulness walking the trails and visiting the chapels along the way. Starting by doing what's necessary, then do what's possible, and suddenly you are doing the impossible. What does it really mean? I will share my thoughts and this quote with you. You want to know more? Stay tuned. What about you, Rick?
Great stuff, Frank. So this is what I'll be sharing. Ancient wisdom lasts. Think about it. The reason why some of these quotations just last throughout history, because it works. This stuff is real. I always say, do what your grandmother did. Because sometimes the things that you think are so simple, and we're in a more modern age, those simple things still work. And I'm going to talk about why practice is so important. And if we do what's necessary and then what's possible, magic can happen. Okay, what do you have for us on this quotation, Peter?
All right, I'm going to be the contrarian here, Rick, the maverick. Start with what's necessary, then do what's possible. Suddenly you're doing the impossible. It's one of those quotations which gets attributed to someone famous and for which we don't really have any evidence that they actually said it or wrote it. There's no old documents that refer to this. At least one source actually attributes it to Claire of Assisi, which is interesting. And since it isn't found in any ancient documents, I don't feel that I can speak to the life of Francis of Assisi just like Frank did. He's much more able to talk about that. But to me, it's almost as if the person who came up with this saying figured that it wouldn't stand on its own. So he pinned it to an authority figure in order to assure its survival. And maybe they were right. Here's a meme for you, handcrafted by me, your mindfulness coach. After 10 years, the new idea becomes passé. But after 100 years, it becomes a poster and a meme, and you see it everywhere. So if we can't really know who originated this quotation, I don't feel the need to spend time trying to figure out what was Francis trying to say to us, because I don't know if he was trying to say anything to us. And that's probably the best, because even the wisdom of sages and the research of scientists is unimportant, except for how it affects and impacts your life. So the question is, how can this quotation inform the way you live and make your life better? And here's how. You can do more than your conditioned brain believes is possible. And that's one reason you have to step back from your brain and start seeing it as a separate aspect of yourself. In TPQ, the Pathfinder's question, we use the science-backed, research-based approach of third-person self-talk. Call your brain Dobby, all right? Sort of gives you a whole new way of looking at that gelatinous gray organ, doesn't it, when you call it Dobby? When you step outside of Dobby's story about the world, you can help him or her heal and change the nature of the narrative that goes on inside your head. And you don't do this with willpower or self-discipline or forcing yourself to go outside of your comfort zone. I mean, you can, you know, if you enjoy that, you can take the part of a warrior of spirit if you want, but it seems like a lot of work and a little incongruous when all you want to do is just survive the fact that you had toilet paper stuck to your shoe when you left the restroom in the office building, or that you dropped the contents of your handbag as you were crossing the walk. Warrior spirit, you just want to get out of there with some dignity intact. So here's the prescription that this quotation offers for accomplishing what seems to be an impossible task. You counsel Dobby, your conditioned brain, to start with the necessary by not bossing him around, but by asking him a question. What do you know needs to be done that I can do? And you do that. That's the necessary. Not too hard. Just asking about common sense things. Because the problem is, Dobby's looking at the top of the mountain that you have to climb. And he's thinking, I can't get up there. So you're not arguing or pretending to be a cheerleader. Yes, you can make it to the top. You're just bringing Dobby's focus back to the present moment, back to here and now. Your point of power is always in the present. And once Dobby has done those things which are necessary, which he knew about or she knew about, you can expand the circle a little and ask, what's next? Again, you're not arguing that you can climb the mountain if you really try. There's no need to convince Dobby of that, that the impossible will become possible. All you ask is, what do I do now? What can I do next? Even if it's only one thing. For example, when my back deck was damaged in a storm and a tree was lying on it, all I did was continuously ask, okay, what else can I do here? And in looking rather than thinking, Dobby will reconnect to the flow of inner guidance from the non-conscious mind. And for me, by doing first what was necessary and then asking, well, what's possible, I suddenly found that I had accomplished the impossible. I had an upgraded deck that I thought I could never afford, but there it was. So do anything else that comes up. And if Dobby tells you he can't think of anything else, great. Tell him it's okay to give up. Because when I can't do anything after a few tries and I can't see how something can be done, I give up. And this leads to guidance coming through, because once Dobby starts thinking about it, then the intuition works. And if Dobby argues that the job's too big a job, just tell him, give up. 3 minutes. All I ask you to do, Dobby, just do this for 3 minutes and then we're going to give up. We're going to quit. And what happens is, research backs this up, when you start, you find that you just continue and keep going because you've got the momentum going. And if Dobby says he doesn't know where to begin because there's so much, it's too impossible, you just say, well, let's just have a look. And just having a look often leads to doing one thing or another thing and then getting everything done. There's also value in just beginning, in just doing the bare minimum. Because when you begin to open up new avenues of help and ideas come to you through Pathfinder. I've always found TPQ, the Pathfinder's question, helpful. If you're struggling with stress, worry, despite the work you're doing on that, add TPQ. Talk to me, I'll show you how. Life shouldn't be that hard. Start with what's necessary. do what's possible, and pretty soon you will be doing the impossible. You can reach me at petermfellows.com. Rick?
Wow. Great stuff, Peter. Taking notes furiously here. Frank, tell us your views on this quote.
Start by doing what is necessary, then do what's possible, and suddenly you are doing the impossible. Impossible is nothing, to rephrase this quote a bit. The sports brand Adidas borrowed the slogan, impossible is nothing, from Muhammad Ali's famous quote, impossible is just a big word thrown around by small men who find it easier to live the world they have been given than to explore the power they have to change it. Impossible is not a fact. If you have a closer look at this word, it means I am possible, I read somewhere. I found it a fascinating way to look at. We live in a world of infinite possibilities because change is the essence of life. Everything is changing continuously, although we might not see it with our naked eyes. Have a look around, have a look at yourself. Are you stuck in your comfort zone where control, protection, and risk avoidance are the dominant thoughts, feelings, and actions? Or are you consciously moving to the place where the magic happens, a place of infinite possibilities, where you're suddenly doing the impossible? It's the place that has the freshness of springtime, the soft sound of a mountain stream. I am possible. To enhance your possibilities, to grow and improve yourself, some motivational speakers urge you to take bold steps. That's not my advice. Your ego would have a problem with that, or as Peter would say, gatekeeper or Dobby would throw you off the rocks. In episode number 20, I talked extensively about the Kaizen method, a scientifically proven method that works. Yeah. To recap, the five big Kaizen ideas are, Kaizen is a process of improving a habit using very small, effective steps. Small steps can lead to very big changes. Kaizen disarms the brain's fear response, making change some more naturally. Actually, what the Pathfinder's question also does. By asking small, gentle questions, we keep the flight or fight or fix response in the off position. And by taking steps so tiny, you will sail calmly past the obstacles that have defeated you before. It is a success. And we road tested at our road trip in some ways. And I have seen people being fascinated by this insight. Use this method and start by doing what is necessary. Then do what is possible. And suddenly you are doing the impossible. I'm sure about it. What about you, Rick?
Great stuff, Frank. Thank you. So some thoughts I had when I read this quotation. Throughout my life, I've realized the value of practice and consistency the hard way. Doing what's necessary is all about showing up and staying in integrity, creating ways to be consistent. So start by doing one thing each day that's pretty easy and that helps you feel accomplished. For me, it was my uniform. Now, how this happened, I had a handyman business. Now it's going back about 27 years ago. And I got these sweatshirts. They said Gabrielli Home Services on them. I had a Gabrielli Home Services t-shirt and set of five pairs of jeans. I wore the same thing every day. So every time I went out to the handyman jobs, I just put this t-shirt on, put this sweatshirt on, had them all stacked in one area of my dresser. It was so easy. And I never had that ease of getting dressed when I had a corporate job because I'd wear a different suit every day, different tie. I would sit there for 15 minutes just picking a shirt and tie when my train is, in the station. So getting a uniform was one example in my life. And now in the Beamer business, you never see me without a Beamer shirt on, even if I'm on, doing the podcast recording. So I've got meetings all day long. I throw a Beamer shirt on, got a bunch of them. And so I have this uniform. So being consistent and doing what's necessary kept me in habits that allowed me to build this type of pattern. Helps my branding and my decision-making. I'm able to free up mental bandwidth and then get more done. That's the possible. And since I get more done, I feel positive, which gives me the confidence to try the impossible. And to my surprise, it's just a casual attempt that opens up our gifts and limitless possibility. As I look back, so many of the things that I thought previously impossible are so many of the things that I've accomplished. And as Wayne Dyer so eloquently said it, believing is seeing. Peter, what are your final thoughts on this?
It's pretty good stuff, Rick. All right. Don't overlook the obvious. Use your common sense first, then move forward from that, because the impossible begins with doing what's possible. And it's quite possible that if you keep listening to us at the Road Ahead Cafe each week, you'll become brilliant, more passionate than you ever were before. Rick?
Thank you, Peter. Terrific. Frank, your final thoughts?
The question is, of course, what do we think Francis of Assisi has done with this? Yeah? Whether or not this quote could be ascribed to him, but Peter said in the beginning that supposedly it is true. I found an inspiring prayer, and I will read it. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is discord, union. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. I think this wraps it up in a very nice way. If you want to know more, contact us at theroadaheadcafe.com or me at my website, www.frankwise.nl. And as always, what you think about and think about, you bring about. Have a wonderful day, and don't forget to subscribe.
Thank you, Frank. Terrific. So my final thoughts, when we make each day and each task a practice, just like meditating or listening to the Road Ahead Cafe podcast each week, we create an environment of infinite possibility, an energetic field around us where the impossible becomes the possible, and maybe it can become your always. Thank you for joining us today for the Road Ahead Cafe. Remember, if you like us, subscribe. And if you love us, make a quick selfie video right now to tell us why. Don't be shy. We look forward to getting together with you again next week. Until then, savor your day today.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Road Ahead Cafe. Hungry for more? Don't miss out. Follow this channel and be sure to subscribe to our email at theroadaheadcafe.com. Thank you for stopping by. See you next time.